Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. So good to be with you once again. Welcome to the place to get everything you need to have the cleaning company that you've always wanted, the cleaning company that you deserve. If you would like to be a guest on the show, if you've got questions for me personally, or you want to hire me to speak at your next event, all of these things can be managed through our producer, Natalie, and you can contact her at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com. Of course, you can also give us a call, 480-648-5149. Our favorite thing in the world is hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. Today, we are chatting with Randolph Wallace from Lightning Commercial Cleaning Services. Lightning Commercial has been serving the South Florida area with complete property management services for a year. If you want to reach out to Randolph, you can get a hold of him at www.lightningcommercialcleaningservices.com. Randolph, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Glad to have you, my friend. So tell me a little bit about how you wandered into our quirky little business.
Well, I've subcontracted for several years for a company and pretty much doing exterior building cleaning, property maintenance, and just wanted to do the administrative part for myself and, you know, start my own company.
Okay, so that happened about a year ago.
Same thing that I love.
So you struck out on your own about a year ago?
Correct.
Awesome. And so South Florida, is that where you're born and raised, or are you new there? Because that's a great area for the for commercial cleaning services.
Born and raised.
Oh, beautiful. So we got a native guy. That's great. You probably know a couple people having lived there your whole life. And you started subcontracting. So someone else got the contracts, did the billing, and paid you a portion, and you did all the work.
Correct.
And eventually it sounds like you said, you know what? I can get my own contracts. I don't need to pay them a piece. And here you are.
Pretty much.
All right. Beautiful, man. Well, let's jump right in. How can I help you today? What's going on in your business that I can give you some love?
Well, you know, like I said, my company, we are complete all-in-one property maintenance company. And we pretty much focus on exterior building cleaning. And we want to transition into more of the interior janitorial cleaning of, you know, offices, medical places, daycares, you know, et cetera. And, you know, we're just having little difficulties with that because I don't know how to go about it, really. But we provide the exterior cleaning for, you know, companies, but we don't know how to get inside.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you some really good news. A couple bits of good news. First of all, not just for you, Randolph, but for Cleaning Nation as well. We have, we've probably done at least 20 episodes in one way or another on getting contracts, whether it be commercial cleaning contracts, residential, just how to acquire customers. I will make sure we put in the show notes page a link to that playlist. So once you listen to this podcast or watch this video, you can check out all the other ones and kind of start getting a picture of what this whole thing looks like. That said, you are in a fantastic spot in that most of the people I help and work with have no relationship with the people, and you're already on step three. So the first step is to kind of identify who you want, what their title is, where they are, right? A lot of times there's a lot of employees and you don't know, you don't even know who to talk to, right? What's the name of the person within the company that makes those decisions? So if you're already working with the exterior maintenance, the person that does that probably does the interior maintenance. So that step, that box is checked for you. The second thing is to build a relationship so they know, like, and trust you. Guess what? If you are already doing a good job on the exterior maintenance, that box is checked. And if you're not, I can't help you get them to do more work, right? Step one is you got to make sure that they love you, and I'm sure that they do, in the work that you do. Yeah. So you're already, I'm proud to tell you, you're 80% of the way there, my friend. You're like, hey, how do I get across the finish line? I ran 90% of this marathon. Just help me get that last mile. My pleasure, buddy. Exactly. I can help you do that all day long. And before any of the rest of you Clean Nation check out and kind of think to yourself, well, I don't, you know, I'm not, that's not me. I'm not in that situation. Think it through a little bit. This works in reverse. If you are already doing the interior cleaning for a commercial building and you would like to do their floor work or their carpets or their windows or their power washing or small handyman stuff. And I'm not saying that you should. If you listen to the show, you know I'm a big big fan and promoter of niching and being very specific on what you do. But once you kind of master that niche, one of the best ways, instead of going to another niche of growing your business, is expanding the business that you do with the customers that you have. So all that to say, if you're listening and going, well, I'm not in Randolph's situation, I already have a bunch of janitorial contracts, this isn't for me. Au contraire, if the best way for you to grow is to get more business out of the customers that you already have, Randall's going outside in, you can go inside out. So the concepts that we're going to talk about really are for people that say, hey, I'd like to grow my business and I'd like to cheat and just go, you know, like Randolph, and just do the last step, right? I'm going to leverage the first step that I already know who this person is. I already like them. They know me. They like me. They trust me. We have a working relationship. Instead of going to try and get money from a new customer, I'm just going to deepen and enrich my relationship with this customer. Any questions so far, Randolph?
No, you're pretty much right on the spot with it.
All right, I talk real fast, so I apologize. If good news is we record this, so you can always go back and hit the rewind button and go again. All right, so now enough of that preamble. Let's jump in and talk about how to actually make this happen. So the first and foremost thing I'm going to do is really start trying to move from a vendor position with my customers to a consultant position with my customers. So when you're a vendor, the relationship is, hey, give me a bid, and if I like the bid, we'll sign you up, and if not, I'll go with another vendor. That's a tough one. It's tough to make money at. It's tough to maintain those customers because they treat you as a commodity, and they, you know, correct, as soon as something goes wrong, they think they can save a buck and go somewhere else. So exactly, the way that you're, okay, good. So you're like, yep, been there, done that. And that's one of the reasons I love the janitorial piece is that relationship's going to be strong because you're going to be in their building 1 to 5 times a night. So that relationship's pretty strong. It's a big deal for them. It's a little harder with power washing or, you know, external stuff because they don't see you. The staff doesn't see you, so you have to work a little harder to build that relationship. One other concept I want to get in, kind of the benefit of doing this before we jump into how to do it, is the stickiness of the relationship. I think I had Warren Jacobs from the CSSA, the president of the CSSA, also owner of a janitorial supply company on. And he had a good point, and we talked a little bit about the more you can do with your customer, the deeper the relationship's going to be and the higher the pain of disconnect. So, Randolph, if you're just doing the power washing and you're charging $500 a time and someone else does it for $400, there's a good chance you're going to lose that job. But if you're doing the power washing and you're also doing their sanitary supplies, their paper, their toilet paper, their soaps, all that sort of stuff, and you're doing their janitorial services, and you're changing the lights when they go out, and you're doing their floors and their carpets, all of a sudden, if someone can save $400 on the power wash or a couple hundred bucks on the power washing, it's like, well, we've got this whole thing with, you know, see, the pain of disconnect for them is high, right? For them to switch you out as Randolph the power washer, very easy. Them to switch you off as Randolph the guy that pretty much handles everything, very difficult. Is that all kind of clicking? Okay, cool. So I do like deepening the relationship. The one caveat is you got to make sure you only do what you can do. So what we don't want is, well, I don't really know how to do light painting and handiwork and rebuild engines, but that's what they want, so we'll do it. And then you do a terrible job and end up losing all of it because now the pain of disconnect's low, right? Because you're just frustrating them in 5 areas of their lives instead of just 1 area of their life. So the caveat is make sure you only grow as fast as you can do competently. And I'm not saying at all, Randolph, that you're not. I'm sure, I know you know what you're doing. But for a Clean Nation out there, make sure that you, as you add these services, you only add them at the rate that you can do them well. Like I said with Randolph, first step one is make sure they know, like, and trust you. If they don't like you and you're doing a bad job, let's not move on to step two and try to deepen the relationship. Let's fix what we got. Okay. Now that we understand the benefits of kind of cross-selling and the pain of disconnect and how we only want to grow as fast as we can, let's talk about how to actually do that. I'd started with, let's move from a vendor relationship, which is weak and not a lot of profit, into a consultant relationship, which is more profitable and a lot stronger. The way that you're going to do that is with education, information, and relationship. So instead of, hey, let me bid because I can save you a couple bucks, that is a great way to start on the wrong path. and attract the wrong customer, right? You're going to attract price shoppers that he saves a nickel with you, and then the next guy saves another nickel, and he just keeps switching, and he's not really looking for a solution to his problem. He's just looking to save a nickel, which is not who you want. So the way that we make that transition, and I'm going to give you two ways. The reason I'm kind of giving you all this extra stuff, Randolph, is because your job is so easy. If they already know, like, and trust you, it's really easy. So what you want to do is, and I'll tell you how this works for you, and I think I've talked about this in another podcast, is I use my iceberg analogy, which I've used in some speeches I've given, where I ask, you know, who do you want to work with, Randolph? There's two places that you can kind of put your line in the water for fishing. You can be in the place where there's one customer or one prospective customer and 100 service providers out there trying to get his business. That's what I call the top of the water, above the iceberg. And if I had my cool little picture here, it'd be amazing. Maybe I'll put it up on the for all you video folks. On the bottom of the water, the much larger piece of the iceberg, it's reversed. There's hundreds of prospective customers out there, and you're the only one talking to them. Which, can you see where there'd be value perhaps in being in the second scenario, where there's lots of customers and just you going for their business, as opposed to one customer and everybody going for their business?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you're like, yeah, of course I want that, dummy. How do I get there? Let's talk about that.
Exactly.
Thank you for letting me call me a dummy. And you just thought it. That was very, you were raised right, Randolph. You're a gentleman.
It's the holidays.
Yeah, we can't call each other dummies around Christmas. Come on. That's terrible. We're not barbarians. So the way that we do that is, first we recognize where each of those are. The top of that iceberg, above the water, what we can see with all the people trying to sell that one poor prospect, is the one poor prospect that peeked his head above the water and said, hey, we're looking to bid our whatever, fill in the blank, pest control, power washing, windows, janitorial, blah, 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 whatever. We're looking to bid that. And everybody swarms, right? Because they're online and they've kind of given some buying. So everybody jumps in and it becomes a price war. Below the iceberg are all the people that within the next year are going to make that decision. They're going to change janitorial services, power washing services, whatever, but they haven't put their head above water yet. That's beautiful, because there's far more. 95% of your customers are down there. And guess what? None, depends on what market you're on. Very, very few, if any, of your competitors are there. So you're the only one having that conversation with them. What you're going to do is you're going to start having that conversation before they say, I'm looking to buy janitorial service, I'm looking to buy power washing, I'm looking to buy this, that, or the other, because you'll be the only one doing that. And the way you do that is, like we talked about earlier, the education, the coaching, and you're going to start building that relationship as an expert in their field, right? So you're going to, the easiest way to do that is email, right? There's two ways you can do it. You can have an email sequence when anyone signs up for your list. So ideally, when on your website, you've got an opportunity right at the top where you know they're your customer's number one pain, and you're going to give them a way to solve that. And you're going to give them a way to solve that in exchange for their email address. So you might say 7 things you got to know before you get screwed by another power washer. And then they give you their email address and you email them a little booklet on 7 things that they have to know, right? You're in this business. You know how bad power washers or janitors or sanitary supplier, you know all the kind of mistakes that they make, and it gives you the opportunity to educate your customer in terms of, make sure they've got insurance, make sure that they're bonded, make sure that they show up with ID, picture ID badges and branded t-shirts, make sure that they've got equipment that's good, make sure that they're legal, make sure, you know, you can just go on and on about what they need to look for. And 2 things happen at that point. 1, you educate them, and you see that's a consultant type of a role, right? That's not a, vendors don't do that. Consultants do that. Consultants kind of walk them through the process and make them smarter, more educated buyers. That's the first thing that you do. The second thing that you do is you're conditioning them to buy what you sell, right? Obviously, you're going to tell them best practices, and ideally you're performing best practices. So when you say never hire somebody that doesn't have picture ID, well, of course you dang well better have picture ID, right? And then you can also put in stuff like unique selling propositions. I'm a big fan of 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you're not happy for any reason, we're going to make it right. You put that in there. Make sure that whoever you buy, they've got to have 100% satisfaction guarantee. And then say, make sure that they can provide entire community services, right? Don't just have a janitor. You want someone that solves your entire problem. And for you, Randolph, that might be a unique selling proposition where no one else can compete with you on that. So you want to educate them for 2 reasons. 1, to help them make their buying decision easier and position you as a consultant. And 2, to kind of train them to value the things that you offer, right? In that 7 things, guess what's not in there? Check for the lowest price no matter what, because, you know, or if you do, put it sarcastically, check for the price no matter what, because it's okay if you get something stolen or if you're not bonded or something gets lit on fire. Sure, save a nickel. So if you want to be funny, you can put that in there. But see how you're training your customers to buy properly, not just for your benefit, although you'll definitely benefit, but also for their benefit. So that's the main way that you start moving from vendor to educator or consultant. Email is a good way to do that. And you can have a sequence. So once they you give them that email, once you give them that first seven steps to do this, or you can even put your pricing, right? That could be part of the thing that they get in exchange for providing email address. Once you have that email address, you can send them emails periodically. You can, and people always say, how often? Well, as long as that's something of value to them, you can email them every day. But it's got to be a value to them, and it's hard to do that every day. So don't annoy them with a bunch of sales talk or crap that they're not interested in. So email as frequently as you want, but it's got to be, there's got to be value, right? You can't just put in pictures of kittens or buy from us or some sort of sales pitch. It's got to actually be giving value for them. So the cool thing is you might write a 5 or 10 email sequence that anytime someone signs up on your website for that, or you add them to that list manually, like if you go to a trade show or you meet somebody, you can just put them on that list. You're going to write, let's say 10 emails one time. And over the next month, they're going to get all 10 of those emails. So that's kind of the first way you can start becoming a consultant instead of a vendor. And then once you've got a couple hundred or a couple thousand people on that list, you can also write one email topically. So today I might say, hey, I want to make sure I tell everybody how much I appreciate everyone that we've got. And I might send a happy holidays email or something kind of topical that's on people's mind. And I write one email, and instead of having to, you know, go person to person, I've got my list of 418 people or however many I've got, I send it out to all of them. So that's how you start that conversation. And again, once you've got, let's call it 1,000 people on that list, if everybody's going to switch once a year, at any given time, you've got 80 or 90 people ready to buy services. And instead of you trying to start that relationship with everybody else right at the last minute, you've already built that relationship. They know, like, and trust you. You're already a consultant. And instead of you going and begging for the privilege to bid and try and compete on price, they come to you and go, hey, I need some more janitorial services. Randolph, can you give me some coaching as to how I'd go about that or where I should go? Do you see how that's a very much healthier conversation than being on a job walk with 100 other vendors?
Correct. Yes, you're right.
Okay, so the cool thing with you, my friend, is you already know, they already know, like, and trust you. So all that you have to do is start adding consultative things. You can start, you've already got an email list of all your customers, and maybe you even do a lunch and learn once a month or once a quarter where you invite them out and start talking to them, educating them about, kind of the latest and greatest in property management. And all of a sudden now they're like, wow, I've got 10 other of my peers here, and Randolph spoke for 5 or 10 minutes, and he's giving us an opportunity to network, and he brought us some information that's really good. See how that you're doing lots of things to position yourself as a consultant, as the resource and the solution to their problem, not a guy with his hand out looking for a job.
Correct.
Whew, I feel like I talk way too fast. I'm lightheaded. Any questions or thoughts before I move on, my friend?
No, you answered all my questions.
All right, cool. Well, let's hit the lightning round. I'll shut up for 2 seconds, and we will. I'll give you the opportunity to share some of, I know. And again, we've had people that have been in the business 40 years and people that haven't even started. And I found that everybody has value to give in the lightning round. So I'm going to ask you 3 quick questions. You're going to give 3 amazing answers. Life is good. Question number 1, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Best piece of advice was continue to march 20 steps a minute.
Love it. Love it.
Life goes on.
Continue to march 20 steps a minute. Life goes on. Well said, Mr. Wallace. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that we can all learn from?
Never start a job before the paperwork is final.
This sounds like wisdom coming from a man who started a job before the paperwork was final.
Never started a job before the paperwork is final.
Beautiful. Last question. What's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice today, right away, big or small, that can improve their lives and or their business?
Don't stop at nothing.
Okay. Beautiful. Randall, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion and your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Randolph's show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.